Magic 105.4, and it's a welcome back, actually, to Daniel Craig. Hi.
How you doing? You all right?
I'm very good. So how was your Christmas and New Year?
Pretty good. Very nice.
I saw some good photos of you enjoying yourself on a sunny beach somewhere, so you had a better one than me.
It wasn't me.
So you're starring in this the first big film of 2009, Defiance.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get the boring question out of the way first, mm-hmm. and tell me a bit about the character.
I'll try not to make it boring.
Sorry, I didn't mean it like that. But
get the boring question out of the way. There we go, with a boring answer. He's Tuvia Bilski is one of four brothers. The film is based on a true story that happened in Belarus, and that's roughly the beginning of the Second World War, around the time of the German push and sort of annexation of Europe, and obviously the beginning of the Holocaust, and the sort of systematic wiping out of the Jewish population of Europe, and the Bilskis are a Jewish family, and they have their parents and most of their family killed, and most of their community are wiped out, or either taken away and put in the ghetto, or sent away to concentration camps, and they run away and they try and survive, and they try and survive on their own in a forest. This forest, which still exists, is just, I mean, it's a wilderness, and it's still, I mean, it's not sort of, you know, it's not like kind of something I'm used to walking in as a kid. I'm sure you are as well. It's sort of, you can see the other end. This goes on for hundreds and hundreds of kilometers. But in the process, they join a Russian partisan group. They fight, and they exact revenge. But also what starts happening is that people in the ghetto hear of them, and they run away to the forest because there's nowhere else to go. There's nowhere else for these people to go. They know that they're going to be transported off, or they're going to be executed. And the consequence of all this is that by the end of the war, the brothers have managed to form a community, and 1,200 people walk away. So it's an extraordinary story.
And you play the leader of, you know, the partisans.
A somewhat reluctant leader, yes. He's sort of the oldest brother who ends up becoming, by default, almost the leader of the group, and takes on the responsibility of all these people.
I was looking at the phrase that came to me was, he's the brave heart of the Belarusians.
Well, that's all right, that'll do.
Without the face paint.
Yeah, sadly.
See, oh, come on, you wouldn't want to put all that on, would you?
Oh, a bit of blue woad.
We can sort it for the sequel.
Yeah, it's going to be a sequel. Yeah.
Well, do you know what? He became a, because it's based on a true story, isn't it? And he eventually became a cabbie, a New York cabbie.
Yeah, all sorts of things happened. I mean, one of the most amazing things about this story is that that these brothers probably committed all sorts of dreadful crimes, and also did lots of wonderful things as well to survive, and obviously went through. I mean, we were there for 3 months. Outside, 12 hours a day, 6 days a week, we didn't hit a winter. I can't imagine the deprivation and the struggle that they had just to live, to exist. And after the war, a few things happened. They moved to Israel, and they finally ended up in New York. And they filmed. They had a cab company, and the brothers had a cab company until they died. And I mean, lived a very peaceful but kind of happy life.
And you got to spend your winter in Lithuania.
Some of it.
And this was. This is before you filmed the last Bond, as
just
well.
Before we filmed, I finished this sort of 2 months before I started shooting Bond.
So it's before all the injuries that you had. I've got to ask you, how are you now?
I'm good. I'm in good shape. I'm healing
all
up.
All fixed up.
Well, I'm hoping so. My shoulder's better than it was. It's a slow heal because it's one of those injuries that it takes a while to fix. But it'll be ready soon.
How's your signing arm? Because you've got the premiere tonight. And I know Bond, you couldn't do it because of the sling.
I know, that was a bit screwed up. It's all good. It's all good.
Fantastic. Well, listen, I wish you the best with this film. There's a lot of Oscar talk about this, so good luck for that.
Thank you.
And, hopefully I'll see you on the red carpet in Hollywood.
All right, nice.